We have concluded our executive session, and that included a meeting with the auditor who did the financial audit for Taney County, who will in the very near future come back for an open meeting discussion of that closed session. Under Missouri law, we are to meet in closed session regarding that entire audit in case there's anything that was askew. And we have asked her to come back and reconduct it in open session so that the public will know exactly what she spoke about. Because we did receive a clean audit, although she did have some recommendations, and that's what we will be going through. Our next order of business is discussion of the Branson Lakes Area Tourism Enhancement District Board. And we have an appointment that was made to that board. Taney County Commission has one appointment. That appointment has expired, and so we will either be looking at reappointing the individual that had been appointed previous to my tenure in office, or appointing another individual to take that vacancy that now exists. What I'd like to do is, because we have interest from the public, is allow anyone from the public who wishes to comment on this particular issue to come up one at a time, and we'll take those comments. Would you like to start, sir?
Does it scoot? It does, but there's little fasteners in the front.
You can have, I'm sure, have a seat right there too, John, to feel more comfortable.
If you can, move his arms. I'm just sitting right here. This is fine. I just can't talk when I'm sitting there.
Well, that's the reason I kind of wanted you to sit there, John.
That's a lot of work to talk. If you will identify yourself for the record, we're recording that. It's also broadcasting live on the internet.
Okay. My name is John Logan. I live in Branson, Missouri, 2277 Lakeshore Drive. Commissioners Houseman, Strahan, and freshman junior Commissioner Williams, a good rainy morning to you. I take no joy in being here today to oppose most stringently the reappointment of Ms. McDowell. I'm kind of old-fashioned, and opposing a lady seems somewhat unchivalrous. However, she has had the opportunity to serve on the Tourism Enhancement District, and during that time, she has not allowed bids on $8 million per year for the term of her bid. She is presently the chairman of the Taney County, or the Tourism Enhancement District. Now, it was promised most explicitly during the election that this was not a Branson Chamber of Commerce tax. It was promised that it would always go out to the best program presented them in an RFP process for bids. I'd like to take you guys back just a little bit in Taney County history and remember some of the former leaders of our community. I'm sure you'll remember them. There were John Strahan, John Jr. Strahan, Taney Houseman, You remember him? Al Moldenauer. Those were leaders in our communities back in the day, before we became sophisticated. In their day, $1 million was a lot of money. I've got news for the yuppies out there. $1 million is still a lot of money. We're talking about $8 million. And not only is it $8 million annually, this is a rough figure, it could be seven, it could be nine. Not only is it $8 million, it's $8 million of taxpayer money. Now, I'm pretty sure, I could be wrong, but I would wager that this commission would not buy a backhoe without putting it out for bids. Is that correct? Would you put, can...
That's correct.
That's correct. Thank you, Presiding Commissioner. Wouldn't buy a backhoe without putting out for bids. And yet, here we are, spending $8 million annually. With no bids. And it was promised they would always go out for bids. And not only that, our area is suffering right now. I wonder if our present advertising is doing its job. At one time, we were more than a bunch of neon and plastic music shows. We had a culture. Our greatest asset was the native courtesy of our people, the ability to relax and enjoy the good things that God has given and blessed this area with. I think all you have to do is get a bid and get new ideas. I think, and I apologize for my position, but I believe that there is a clique, C-L-I-Q-U-E, in Branson. And that clique has a hold on the Tourism Enhancement Tax Group. And that clique is the Chamber of Commerce and the Chamber of Commerce people. We need a change. We need a representative on that board who is indeed working for the people of this community rather than the Chamber of Commerce. This commission needs to advertise big time. If you're interested, apply for the position. Nobody's doing that. We have a totally appointed board who operates without the oversight, I'm sorry to say, because you guys are too busy, the oversight of the commission. You don't have time for it. You don't hear about it. It's just kind of given, and they run with the ball. And that's understandable. But the city doesn't advertise this position, nor does Stone County, where the commissioner appointed himself to the board, Dennis Wood. And it's not right. It's not the American way. And as far as Miss McDowell is concerned, no appointment by this commission is better than a bad appointment that has proven to be bad and I urge you not to reappoint Mrs. McDowell. And it's not a personal thing, and once again, I hate to even bring it up, but I'm an American, and I believe in open government. I thank you.
John, a quick question. Remind me how many people serve on this board.
Seven.
It's seven? Is there anybody else that wishes to speak?
Yes, sir.
You can do it either from the podium or sitting.
I do either way. I like your chair.
Gentlemen, ladies, I'm Bill Skanes, 805 Mockingbird, Branson, Missouri. I was the original appointee by this board that predated many of you guys being here. And a little background on the situation. I was the original TCED organizer for this group when nobody wanted to do anything with it. Stone County didn't want to appoint anybody. Taney County didn't want to appoint anybody. Branson didn't want to appoint anybody. So what happened is I got a call from Stanley Tanger from Tanger, and we owned the Engler Block at the time. Said, you're the only person from retail that have any governmental experience. Would you go in and you go help organize this thing? So Bert Lehman and Kent Turner and myself and Ed Akers and Dick Gass was an elected official at the time for Branson. And I can't remember if Joe Sullivan was on it at the time, but Ann McDowell did not sit on the board at that time. I was for 7 years on that board, the recording secretary. Bert and I wrote the systems and procedures. We wrote the audit procedures. We wrote the RFP. We wrote everything. Presiding commissioners, imagine if you guys didn't have an organization here and you had six people sit down and had to write all the systems and procedures and doing it within a 12-month period. We did it all and volunteered probably 2,000 hours of my time. Still had the Engler Block, had a wife going through cancer treatment. We did what we could, and we did the best we could. But we set this thing up in such a manner that Bert and I wrote the financial and audit procedures, and we pre-audited 100% of the expenditures that came out of the CVB. So there was no embarrassment to the presiding commissioners, to the city of Branson, or to the people over in Stone County, because the first thing they didn't need was the first piece of legislation set up in the state of Missouri to organize a tourism district. It is the only one in the state. You didn't want any embarrassment. So when we sent our audit over to you guys, because you are the convening authority for this tourism district, you are the originating body that we went to, we didn't want any embarrassment. So again, Bert and I went back and pre-audited everything. We looked at all the reports that came in. Every month we looked at 100% of the expenditures. And if it didn't meet compliance with the law, because my background was doing instructions, teaching audit resolutions for the Office Inspector General and U.S. Department of Labor, we adopted A128 audit procedures and the A102 procedures of cost principles for state and local government, the same as you guys operate on for questioned and disallowed cost. So we got that thing going. And then we had meetings, and we sent bids out to everybody and his brother, and we spent a lot of money doing that. And we had a lot of responses back for people who wanted to do it at about 50% of the cost of what the tax was. So if it was a $7 million tax, it was almost $3 million, $3.2 million is what they wanted to administer it. And I'm the guy, you can look at it, to blame that cast the vote that gave the project to the CVB, because we were looked at two opportunities. Either the tourism district was going to have to hire the staff and do it, or we had to find somebody else with the expertise to do it. With a high cost out within the outlying areas of New York, Chicago, and nobody that would really even respond to us. If the presiding commissioner wanted to call and say he had a problem with something, you'd call New York or Chicago or Dallas or Atlanta. And we just didn't feel that was right by any means. So we looked at it, and we all decided we couldn't give the amount of time and volunteering to do this project. And when you look at the cost and how much was being given, then the logical conclusion at that time was the CVB would get the administrative services, because there's two different issues we're talking about here. We're talking about the administrative services, so I call the administrative entity grant recipient. Then there are the marketing services. Now, those marketing services are looked at on a yearly basis. It is filtered through an advertising committee, the District Marketing Committee, which is set up by the state of Missouri legislation. That's timeshare, that's hotels, motels, theaters, that's restaurants, that's attractions, that's retail. There are, for a better word, camping facilities that are also included in that. And they receive all this data and this information, and they massage it, and then they make a recommendation to the tourism district. You may have read in the paper this last week where the district marketing group turned down a proposal by Larry Milton. They didn't have any authority to turn anything down. They made a recommendation to the full board that the proposal was just a little bit the cart in front of the horse. Okay. That being said, we cast the vote and we selected the CBB to do that, and Bert and I set up their systems and procedures. We wrote all of them. We set this up originally on a term of 3 years. And in the contract with the CVB was written... original agreement was for 3 years.
Okay.
If they didn't have any question cost, if they didn't have any audit problems, if the marketing seemed to be going the direction we felt it would, and we were seeing the turnaround within the economy locally from Branson, then we would give them another 3 years on looking at it. So we're into 6 years now. In the middle of that time frame, in that period, we had gotten together with the city of Branson, and they were having problems in getting the audit systems to jive with each other between ours. Ours was set on a federal fiscal year. Theirs was set on a calendar year. It was a six-month cattywampus type deal. So we agreed to go the extra 6 months and then kick in that extra time to extend the contract to make sure everything was consistent. That being said, we're at the time frame that we're looking at right now to put it out for RFP. That's not for marketing services. Marketing services are looked at on an on-year basis. That's administered a lot by Camelot out of Dallas, Texas. That's the same people that Silver Dollar City uses, that Southwest Airlines uses. So there's a lot of huge organizations that utilize them, and they have helped us being able to maximize our buy by going in behind Southwest Airlines, behind Silver Dollar City. It maximized our benefits. So what we're really talking about here are the administrative services contract for the CVB. And they are in the process of doing that right now. Are there any questions so far? Because I moved real fast. I apologize, but this stuff's second nature to me.
You're in the process of the administrative bid?
Yes, the Tourism District has announced they're going to do that. Now, the main issue to look at in getting this thing, and why I had advised them to do a little bit earlier, is that you have the election coming up in April for this tourism tax. I'm a strong proponent of this tax and being retail. You guys that know my friend Ren Helwig, his dad used to be mayor of Branson years ago, blew glass in our place. He doesn't contribute much to the tourism tax in this community. That's Home Depot, that's Target, that's Walmart selling Vizio flat screen TV sets, that's Tanger Outlet, that's all the little things in Branson North and the Walmart store and Tanger and used to be Red Roof Mall. That's what's floating this. So it's a little bit misnomer to call it, quote, a tourism tax, because they do come in and shop. But I'll take three more Walmarts in this community to contribute to that tax that helps support us, because without those monies, we wouldn't have the money to market this district, guys. There's just not enough money. The Red Rooster out on 76, and the other smaller retails, they don't collect enough money. It's just simple. This is a big box store tax. Some of it's TIF, some of it's not. Branson Lending of it, half of it's TIF and the like. But that's the issue that we're looking at. And if we don't have that tax, then there's a lot of people in town that might as well pack their bags up. Now, and I agree somewhat with my friend John, but I disagree. I don't think it's the marketing. I've looked at this from the inside and outside. After we sold the Engler Block, I set up an aircraft recycling company and tried to bring some of that here to Branson. Buying and selling 737, 730, 47, 757s, recycling, putting people to work, and it just wouldn't work with this area. The problem that we have in Branson is our product. It's not the marketing. If I had $20 million, I couldn't increase it by 10%, because folks are telling us, we don't like your shows, we don't like your traffic. We're getting back to a point where we're defined by the time school gets out until school gets in, Danny. That's the way things used to be done around here. We don't have the spring like we used to have. I used to park 20 to 40, 60 buses a day, spring and fall. There's nobody in town doing that. I don't care if it's Shoji or Silver Dollar City. Ain't nobody out there parking that many buses. And it takes 20 cars to make up for one bus. If there's even just, you know, 30, 40 people in there, you can see that the amount of car traffic is not made up for that. And the other side of it is the economy that we're having here. Baby boomers like myself are working longer. We brought our kids back into our house to even help support them because the jobs went away. When people want to go on a vacation, they're looking for places to go now that are economical. And Branson doesn't meet that economical model like it used to, where folks will brag and say, well, I'm getting $85 a night for a hotel room. Well, they can go down to Gulf Coast right now and get a two-bedroom condo, sometimes for $125, $130, take two families and they go. Branson is competing with other markets, guys. It's not just us. They like us. They really do like us because they come during spring, into the summer. But come fall, we have that whole time frame again where there's 30, 45 days where there's hardly anybody here, and then your veterans' time hits, and then Christmas hits, and then it's over. But for retail, for us, you saw when we closed a couple years ago, we were the tip of the iceberg. My first cousin sits on the House Appropriations Committee, U.S. Representative, and he said, you better learn something about subprime mortgages because it's going to affect everybody. And it did. It hurt Branson. Guys, it ain't the marketing. It is not the marketing, and I disagree on that side of it. And like I told the folks sitting in District Marketing Committee meeting, you can't sit down there and blame Danny Lennon for work he did on trying to correct this, because that is not the problem. Our stars are leaving the area. We have shows that have got great musicians, and they don't have the names, and they're not going to attract the folks in. I mean, we just might as well look at it what it is. I love these guys, and they're some of my best friends, but they're not going to attract in somebody to come in like at the time that Conway Twitty and Loretta Lynn and the rest of the folks of Silver Dollar City and all were bringing in. They're just not. And that being said, like I said, I disagree with him. Now, I support Ann McDowell for this, totally different from him, because I thought she did a wonderful job. She came as an appointee later by Taney County, when Taney County had an appointment, when my appointment accrued to the city of Branson. I think she's done a wonderful job. I would support her going back on, but I know a lot more than a lot of other folks do, guys. I just do. I kept all the records. I've seen the financial reports for every business in this community, this part of the tourism district, when they're up and they're down. We have a bad economy. Now, I'm not going to disagree with John on one item. Things get a little cliquish in Branson. We all know that. We know that. That does happen. But as far as selecting the marketing and the areas those go into, those are done by professionals with Camelot Communications out of Dallas, and they are the best that we can find and we can work with. They have gotten us great deals, guys. I don't want to dominate all your time. But I just think she is a great person. I've known her. I've worked with her. I applauded the time when you guys put her on that board. At a point in time that we're getting ready to go through another election, the last thing we need is changing horses in midstream. She has been a good leader for that. I have worked to try to tutor her the best I could behind the scenes. I'll talk with her. I don't serve on that board anymore, and I don't serve on district marketing anymore. But I have the benefit of stepping back away from that process that they don't have the ability to do. They're hung in on a legislation that they're working on, and they're sort of restricted by some of the things they do, the same as you guys are encumbered by expenditures. I remember when Strafus went out to California somewhere and bought a $5 thing of orange juice, and he caught all sorts of heck about it. I mean, just all sorts of heck. So I understand that idea of looking into the systems and processes of the tourism district. It's not had one audit exception. It's not had really one management concern that I can think of in all this time. And like I told the mayor and the alderman over in Branson, you name me another organization that's come in front of you that has operated for 6-7 years sparkly like that, and I've got some land for sale for you down in Florida, because we set this thing up right. And I think she's administered it right. I'm here to take any questions you guys may have.
The question that is of main concern that I hear from John is there is going to be a bid for, you're talking about already there is going to be a bid for the administrative part.
Correct.
Is there been a procedure set in place for a bid of the other
the marketing point?
The marketing point.
No, there really haven't. They really haven't. And I should have probably caught you all up on this, and I didn't. We reached an agreement with the city of Branson years ago that there wouldn't be two separate RFPs for what we do in the city of Branson. So they take their $1.7 million and put it in the pot with ours, so it's really a lot larger than what we've discussed. The city has gone out and looked at those particular items as well as we had under the district. The ability to get a marketing buy to go in Chicago, Dallas, New York, stuff like that is not generated by, and I don't want to step over the side here, but it's not like going out and finding somebody down in Harrison, Arkansas to write marketing contracts. These things are multi-million and billion dollar issues. And we had just felt with the tourism district, when you ride the coattails of somebody like Camelot and you get pulled along, that the taxpayers may get a 2-for-1, a 3-for-2 benefit out of it. And that's the best way I can answer the deal. I have been on this tourism district since I left out, that I felt that they need to go out and bid out the administrative services post-haste. And I think they've taken that to matter. And that's on the process of going out right now. But as far as the other marketing goes, there's not a lot of them out there, Danny, that go in there and punch that bag like Camelot does. And that's why Silver Dollar City sticks with them, and that's why Southwest Airlines sticks with them. It just gives you better bang for your buck. It's not like going to Walmart and buying pencils. That's a lot of money. Now, the auditors, let me bring up, has not brought up this issue at all. For competitive bids on this, the administrative services. And I figured that would come up under a management concern under their benefit. I have not seen any audits or viewed any audits myself that's listed that as a concern, and that would concern me if that concerned them.
As the bid proposal that's in question then, because I assumed that there had been, because I've received calls in favor of Ms. McDowell,
sure.
Since we put this out in last Thursday's paper, the papers where it was asking that people report to the county commission. So my assumption was that there was a marketing bid, but the fact is if there is some proposal that's put out like that, the people that sit on the board can make the decision without going with a low bid on it. They can base it upon performance.
Right.
So I guess that's one of my main questions.
A-128 gives you a lot of latitude as far as audit procedures and as far as looking at what you can take, and that is past performance, which is a major issue you can look at, of course, the cost. And the problem we had with the cost before, Dan, is that they came up with almost 50% admin costs on some of the bids, and I still have them sitting in my house, in my garage. I kept all my stuff. And I was amazed when I went back and looked at it. And I went, Lord have mercy, how do you expect the community is going to go out there and honor a bid like that if you're talking to only that half the money you're going to raise is going to go to marketing and half of it's going to pay for salaries and bonuses and whatever else?
I'm assuming that there's some kind of procedure even for the marketing. If the city of Branson has dollars that are involved as well as the district dollars, there's something.
Well, the city looks at the admin side of it, and the marketing part of it they threw over to the tourism district to massage through the system, ad committee, district marketing committee, and then back up to the full board, which has three sets of filters in it for people to look at it. They have honored that particular part of the process. The administrative side of the contract is what they've looked real hard at. And see, they don't actually pay any admin money, guys. The district pays all the admin money. The city takes all of their marketing money and throws it into it. That process.
Has there been any discussion about how often the admin portion will be bid?
I don't think so. I have not heard any. But I would agree as somebody who's been in that process that, you know, that needs to be done regularly and periodically. And I would suggest that the city of Branson and Taney County and Stone County participate more often in this process. As goes back to John's point, when Dennis Woods put himself on, he couldn't find anybody from Stone County who wanted to participate. So he called me up and said, what do you think I'd do? I said, well, I think it's good to have an elected official on there. You're the elected official over there, the presiding commissioner. Why don't you appoint yourself? And that allows that part of that process, because Dennis was part of the group that pushed this legislation through with Doyle. They got the legislature to pass it in the first place.
The I don't know if the words that you used were creating agency, but Taney County served as the agency or the entity.
You were the sponsoring entity. Sponsoring. Yes, you were.
Once the legislation was created, and we now have a statutorily agreed-upon piece of legislation that was passed and signed by the governor,
right.
Each county has one appointment, correct? Stone County has an appointment, and Taney County has an appointment.
Has an appointment.
Once those appointments are made to that board, just help me as I'm going
go
through
ahead.
This. It's a three-year appointment?
Yes.
There's no direct oversight that the county has any longer because it is an autonomous created entity, if you will, or committee that's been right. statutorily created.
Ron, there
but certainly we can have certainly we can have input with the individual that
yes.
this commission chooses to appoint to that board. And one of the things that I certainly would propose is that this administratively is audited at least every 3 years. That's what we're subject to in most areas. I don't think Dennis would disagree with that.
I don't think that they would. Again, we just did not, because of the things that were presented to us, the bids that were presented to us, we were looked at two different things because three of the members on the board wanted to bring it internally and hire them ourselves, that the Tourism District Board of Directors would oversee the date operations, and I just couldn't buy that. I just couldn't buy it. They're good points. I think that regular oversight is a good thing. The audit every year is forwarded over to and filed with the clerk for the commission to look at. And that's a formal way.
We have that, yes.
Of doing that. But, you know, as elected official, if I was an elected official, I would want oversight periodically, if not to just to go to a couple of their meetings and let them know I'm here, I'm interested, and have input, and then ask for them to come and talk with you periodically. I think that's a great idea. That's the process.
We're laden with committees and boards that we serve on, but I would be real interested. I've not attended one of those meetings unattending.
Let me look at this with my glasses one more time so I can remember. I just want to hit that one particular item one more time, that it's not the marketing that's causing the problem. It's the product. And the other side of it is most of our parents were World War II generations, and they passed off and they died away. World War I, World War II. They have not been replaced with us baby boomers. We're still working out there. And that has hurt us a little bit in Branson. But, you know, don't punish the guys that did the marketing. It's very hard to push a product out there that people are telling you they're not really into. So how do we do that? Well, we work in economic development and work together in county, state, local, private developers to try to get something going and making Branson exciting again. Because right now, guys, it's just not exciting. Silver Dollar City put a new ride in, that's great. And they're going to put a new wild water slide in, and that's great. But that's not going to attract millions of visitors to Branson. It's going to give the ones that are here something to do. I appreciate your time.
Thank you for your comments. Sir, did you have some comments? Do you have something else? Come ahead.
Yes, I do.
Would you like to come back to the microphone?
No, that's all right.
Oh,
I'm too easy. Oh.
We need you for the recording, if you don't mind. Thank you.
John Logan again. Before I started cartooning for a local newspaper, back when I had a little piece, I had a marketing agency and an advertising agency. Back in that day, we called it advertising. We didn't call marketing, and we didn't have branding studies and all this stuff. But you don't have to represent Southwest Airlines or Silver Dollar City. I used to do Silver Dollar City's advertising. Parts of it, not all of it, but I had an impact. I've won a few awards in it. The Chamber, at this present time, and this is not just Mrs. McDowell. This is anybody that would be an appointee that has done no bids for all this time. And they indeed have not had bids. The bids Bill is talking about come about after the election. I wrote an article on that. Presently, and don't hold me to exact figures, we're talking ballpark, but presently, the Branson Chamber of Commerce, CVB, receives approximately $1.7 million in administrative fees. $1.7 million. That didn't go out for bids. Once again, in your father's and grandfather's day, $1.7 million was a little bit of money. And it still is. And the big box stores, yeah, they do. They pay a lot of pennies into this tourism tax. But I would suggest, and I think Bill would probably agree, that a penny on Wren Helwig's glass blowing is just as important to him as a penny coming out of Walmart's pocket. So a penny is a penny is a penny. Our newspaper did a very unscientific survey, of which I had no part of, didn't know they were even going to do it. But the survey said that most people, if they haven't been sent to write in, most people like to see, and most people do want, bids on the tourism enhancement tax dollars. Now, if a person doesn't support that, I don't want him on the board, him or her on the board. I sat through all, most, and I think Bill will remember, I was at most of the meetings when this thing was forming. And it was promised to me. I have tape recordings. And like Bill, I have tons and tons of documentation. We're Kent Turner, Ed Akers, the guy, the other fellow from Indian Point,
Bert
Lehman, they all promised. The president of the bank,
Craig Richards?
No, he was the chairman of the board.
Lynn Hall
and also another gentleman at the bank, they all said, this is not a chamber tax. It'll always go out for bids. And I apologize not for knowing those names, but when you get this way, you know you forget things. So, but anyway, don't appoint somebody. Let's get bids. This tax, if they don't make changes and we know that these changes are indeed going to be made, it's going to fail. The people are tired of giving tax money away when it's not handled properly. And Gary Groman wrote a good story on appointees with the 911 tax. Same thing. You know, you don't have control over the boards. Thank you.
Thank you for your comments, gentlemen. This morning at our prelim session, we went through previous meeting minutes, we went through abatements, and we went through all the applications that were forthcoming for this position, and some certainly have been received since this was made note of in the local media. And we have some, I think we have some interesting applications and certainly some individuals with impressive resumes that have applied. Gentlemen, do you have comments? Danny, Brandon?
I do have a comment about even voting on this right now. I would like to, I've already made up my mind about what has been, I've received on phone calls in support of reappointment, but I would like to look at some documents on the administrative fees and things like that I have not already taken an interest in as far as the commissioner that's outside that district and all the other things that we have piled on. Would rather wait till Monday, although I will second a motion made by anyone else on a on the issue, but would like to look
there was
at some.
There was a presentation given to, I think it was at Rotary, by CVB, and I don't remember exactly. Anyways, I think they talked about specifically that the administration fees, pretty much where the dollar was going, how much was given to towards administration, how much was going towards marketing, and then just some different numbers. It's kind of interesting, so I'm sure we can get a hold of somebody there that can maybe even do that same presentation here. And I would like to talk to Ann personally. Our email system blocks emails, and I noticed that there was a request to give her a phone call, and I didn't get that because it was in our spam mail. And I have not talked to her personally. I've talked to, gotten, like you said, many phone calls in support. Don't disagree with you at all, though, Mr. Logan, as far as needing to have it. I mean, I'm for open, especially when dealing with any, I don't care if it's $1 million or $10 or $2. It needs to be open, and people need to be knowing what's going on with the tax dollars. I think that's, it was in the paper, how I was asking about certain funds. I don't care if you're going to save 50 cents. If they overcharge us with attorney fees on a specific, on a different instance, I want to know, and the people need to know, and we don't need to hide those bills. Everything needs to be open. So I don't disagree with you at all on the bidding process. Now, as far as how often it needs to go out to bid, I'd like to talk to you guys and see what those thoughts are. You know, does it need to be an every year thing, every other year thing? And you guys are both involved with it a lot more than I've been. So you both have a lot more wisdom with it than I do. So I think it'd be great to maybe even sit down with both of you guys and work through whatever we can to figure out what's going to be best for that tax dollar and best for our area. Tax is a very important tax. So when I don't publicly talk about any taxes, but that one I am in favor of just because of what it does for our area. And without it, I don't think it affects everybody, East, West, Stone County. I mean, it affects everybody. So I'd like to do a little more research.
Well, to your point, Brandon, we received the publication that was in the newspaper for different individuals. We received up to this morning a couple of different names that have impressive resumes, but we haven't had a chance to visit with those people or call them. This all took place this morning before our regular meeting, and we have our work session there to try to get through all the other business that we say that we have to review and put a thought process ourselves in on through the day. So if you guys want to table this until Monday morning, that will be fine with me, or I will, like I said, I will second a motion on whatever.
Is Monday enough time for what you want to do, Brandon?
Okay, I think so.
And for you?
Yeah.
Point of order. Is it possible for the public to know who else has applied, since we know that Anne McGowan has?
It is, and that's a matter of record in our office. So in our office, you can pull those applications and take a look at them. Yes. I will ask our staff to reschedule this discussion for further comments and a possible vote on Monday, this coming Monday. I suggest that, Brandon, the individuals you want to talk to, including these two that have spoke today, that you make that happen. And, Dan, you need to look at what it was that you wanted to look at. I have, in fact, for your edification, gentlemen that are sitting there, talked with Ms. McDowell. I've explained my concerns regarding the bidding process and the questions that were raised by you, John. And she has assured me that she will, in fact, if appointed, comply with the wishes and directions of this county commission as part of that appointment. We have not established any set time, so I think it's inherent upon this board to make those decisions. Again, there are a number of things that we have to comply with and that municipalities have to comply with normally as a three-year term. That for me, because it applies to insurance and other pieces of business, would be satisfactory. So we will establish Monday, and Stacy will inform you just as soon as we've set that time based upon what kind of schedule we have for Monday. It may or may not be the morning, depending on how many appointments we have, but we will work it in this coming Monday. Monday's not a holiday, is it? Okay.
Oh, Mr. Houseman, does that need to be in the form of a motion for tabling until Monday? Because
no, we'll just reschedule it. We didn't have any
votes scheduled. Discussion.
Discussion.
That will conclude our discussion regarding the enhancement district, and we will move to our next order of business, unless you all want to take a recess and talk with these gentlemen for a few minutes.
Yeah, that'd be good.
Let's stand in recess for just a few minutes, and then we'll take up our other orders of business for the day.